So far, scientists have logged more than 1,900 planets orbiting other stars outside our solar system. But no one has yet spotted any that are still in the process of forming. Until now, that is, because researchers in the US have finally spotted just such a planet. It's in orbit around a young 2-million-year-old star, which is 450 light-years away from Earth, quite similar to our own sun, and catchily called LKCA15. Planetary scientist David Rothery, who wasn't involved in the study, explained the significance of this discovery to Connie Orbach.
What's exciting is we're seeing a planetary system in the act of formation. There are three planets orbiting this star. The nearest one's about 10 times Earth's distance away from the star, so that's twice Jupiter's distance away from our sun. And the furthest one is about 20, 25 astronomical units, so that's a little bit less than Neptune's distance from our sun. So three giant planets, and the innermost one has still got gas falling into it, which has been measured at this very high temperature of 10,000 degrees. But it's losing potential energy as it falls into the planet's gravity well, and it gets really hot. So we're seeing giant planets forming.
How does a planet form in the first place?
What happens is, as a star forms, it forms within a cloud of gas and dust, which contracts gravitationally, and as it contracts, to conserve angular momentum, it must start spinning faster, so the gas and dust gets shaped into a disk rather than a three-dimensional cloud. And within this disk, you get concentrations of material which collapse onto each other to form planets. Now, the temperature is changing all the time this is going on, so you get the materials that can condense at high temperatures forming first, that's the metals and the rock, and later on you get ices forming, and then with a body that's iron and rock surrounded by ice, that's got enough gravity to start sucking the gas out of a cloud as well. And probably we're seeing that stage occurring around LKCA15. You've got the kernel of a giant planet, which is now scavenging all the gas that it can. And it's the infall of the gas which is shining so brightly and enabling the process to be imaged.
Why hasn't this been seen before?
Well, you need very sophisticated instrumentation to see this. The disk of gas and dust was seen around this star 15 years ago. The innermost planet, LKCA15b, was imaged 5 years ago. Now they're using adaptive optics on the Large Binocular Telescope and infrared filters to isolate different wavelengths of light that are being emitted as the gas falls inwards and accretes onto the planet. So it's a combination of big telescopes, very high resolution, because you've got big lenses and adaptive optics to sharpen the focus, and the right kind of spectral data to show the glow of the gas.
Oh, wow. So this is a really good example then of why we're wanting to get bigger and bigger telescopes, more and more technology. How, you know, they may cost a lot, but they're showing us so much more.
Yes, I've seen quotes suggesting that what we're seeing here is better than the Hubble Space Telescope could ever achieve, for example. It's on a mountain in Arizona. It's above a lot of the Earth's atmosphere, which helps. It's got adaptive optics to increase the sharpness because the atmosphere is shimmering all the time, even from a cold mountaintop in Arizona. You need to correct for the atmospheric effects. And they're doing that very successfully now.
What can we learn from this sort of planetary formation?
I think we're seeing an evolution in knowledge here. This isn't going to revolutionise anybody's ideas, but we're able to demonstrate how early in the life of a star planets form, and maybe they'll get some handle on the rate at which planets grow. Because, well, actually, we don't really know that. Some people suggest you can go from gas and dust to full-sized planets in a million years. Some people say tens or hundreds of million years. And it'd be good to get a rate of processes. That's what I'm looking forward to see from this. But of course, it's only one example, and it may not be typical of all planetary systems, but at least it's a start.
Quite right. The Open University's David Rothery explaining the new discovery made by US astronomers Stephanie Salem and Catherine Follett. Those results were published in the journal Nature this week.